blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you today. I'd like to lift out of our first reading, as the basis of my own short meditation, these words of St. Paul to the Ephesians. In him, according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to the counsel of his will, we who first hoped in Christ have been destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, have been and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. There's a not all that old a song entitled "Love Makes the World Go Round." Paul would concur. But I don't think the love he has in mind is quite the love that that song celebrated. It's not the love between man and woman, sentimental or erotic or even deeply marital. What Paul speaks of in this passage, when he speaks, for example, like this, that he destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, what Paul has in mind is the love which is God's own self-being. As I say, God. And specifically, the eternal love which the Father has for his Son. When Paul then moves from this incredible vision of God's eternal loving to speak of us who are destined in love in Christ and who are destined and appointed to live according to his glory, he speaks of our destiny and of the reality of our own faithful living as nothing other than a full participation in his own life. This is, if you will, high theology, but more. This is a high view of what we are and what we are about as Christians. It is this which really provides for Paul the fundamental foundation of his gospel of grace by faith, and not of works. For as creatures, there's nothing we can do. Not only just to merit, but even to enter into the life which is God's own. This has to be given, and given in such a way that it is sent and bestowed, proffered. And that is exactly what he did when God's Son, in whom we are destined, became man. Now flesh. Yeah, yours, mine. Lives the life which is nothing other than God's own loving of his Son. What does that mean? I mean, what does that mean concretely? When Paul now speaks as those who are appointed to live for the praise of his glory, how ought we live so that God's glory is praised? Well, Paul indicates this to us here. This one made man is the recipient of God's own eternal loving. He is the Son, that is. And as the Son made man, man now lives a sonly life, which reflects, exudes, and itself extends none other than the Father's own love. And in doing so, shows the glory of the Father, as John tells us in his Gospel. And you too, me too, who have believed in Him and have been sealed with the Holy Spirit, unto what end? That we might acquire this possession to the praise of His glory. That very simply means that we too have been brought into this fundamental reality, the fundament of all reality, God's loving, His self-giving, His moving out of Himself for and unto the other. That too demarks the Christian life, because it's none other than the life of the Son, which is none other than the recipient of the Father. We don't have, as Christians, a choice in this matter. It's not a function of our will, as though we can say, should I choose to do this good thing or not? It's part of our very being as Christians. This thing that we call baptism, which gives us not just a new status, but a new life, a new reality. As newborn babes, as Peter can speak of it. Being born again, as Paul can speak of it. That's just not having a new will, but a new reality, which is to be lived, must be lived. So we're called upon to be disciples. But that means nothing less than to show forth God's Son. And therein also the Father. And so Jesus Himself can say, let your light, the light of the world, speaking of your light? You bet. Because you live in Him and He in you. And so He might just as well have said, let me, in and through you, so shine before men. What? That they may see and glorify your Father who is in heaven. This is why we worship and we sing. What a great, nice hymn that was, 175. Not sure I've ever sung that hymn before. Isn't that terrible? We sing hymns like that. Not just because we want to sing about something, but because we hymn the One who has brought us into His own. And so we hymn the structure of our own living. And hence, in a hymn like that, bring back to God in praise and spiritual sacrifice nothing other than ourselves. May this God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is nothing other than the fatherly love of His Son, who became for us that we might live to the praise of His glory became man, so keep you in the Holy Spirit, the guarantor of your inheritance, that your words, your deeds, yourself may be constantly such that the Father in heaven is glorified. Unto that end, your own appointed destiny, may God grant this. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.